I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Comfort food with a Polish twist is the subject of the new cookbook from a Polish country house kitchen. Danielle Crittenden shares some recipes in about 15 minutes. And later, Brad Taylor discusses making the transition from U.S. Army soldier to best-selling novelist. He'll be at Joseph Beth Booksellers this evening for a discussion and signing of his new Pike Logan thriller, Enemy of Mine. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
A former Cincinnati mayor and congressman is considering a return to politics. Democrat David Mann tells WVXU he's considering a run for city council this year. Mann says he still has a passion for public service and thinks he has something to offer. He says he'll make a final decision soon. Mann hasn't been on the ballot since 1994, when he lost the first congressional district seat he held for one term to Republican Steve Chabot. Mann served on city council from 1974 to 1992. He was mayor from 1980 to 1982 and again in 1991. Right now, he's practicing law with his son. Unhappy with recent Metropolitan Sewer District policies instituted by the city of Cincinnati, Hamilton County commissioners this week overruled the city. The board passed a resolution throwing out a local hiring preference and other so-called responsible bidder requirements. The county says the policies were unfair and, in some cases, unconstitutional. Commission President Chris Monzel says the board wants to work with the city to create new policies.
And so we said we'll create a working group to come up with, well, what model can we use that is legal per the state of Ohio that we can utilize? And we've done it on the banks project with the city, and the Cincinnati Public Schools have done it. So how can we, as a county, do it? And that might involve changing the Ohio Revised Code.
Monzel says the working group could be set up by February. The sewer district is undergoing a multi-billion-dollar federally mandated upgrade. The county owns the utility, but it's operated by the city under a 1968 agreement. Councilmember Chris Seelbach says he supports the working group.
What I like about this is that instead of just saying the city messed up, the county is saying, I reached out to Chris Monzel and said, how can we make this work? And I think that this is a response back saying, I'm willing to work with you, instead of just saying you did a bad job.
Seelbach says the goal is to make sure the sewer construction project includes a job training component. City Council this week passed an ordinance that delays implementation of the local hiring requirement for MSD contracts until at least March 14th. A Cincinnati Council committee wants more information before proceeding with a plan to add freestanding restrooms in downtown and over the Rhine. City administrators will do more research and report back on the issue. The original plan called for installing a Portland Loo at Findlay Market as a test location, but some council members balked at the $130,000 price tag for the project. Member Wendell Young.
I'll be honest and simply say that there's a whole lot of poor kid left in me that just won't let me spend that kind of money on a toilet. But it doesn't mean I don't get it, and it doesn't mean I don't think it's a necessary issue.
City administrators now say they've found an alternative to the Portland Loo that would cost closer to $60,000 to install. A council majority agrees the increasing population and activities in downtown and over the Rhine have created the need for additional public restrooms that are accessible 24 hours a day. Carthage and Mount Airy are the two newest communities targeted for Cincinnati's Neighborhood Enhancement Program. Beginning March 1st, police, businesses, and civic groups will work together on an accelerated revitalization and reinvestment plan. Bob Hartlob is the president of the Carthage Community Council.
Carthage is an older community, and like other older neighborhoods in the city of Cincinnati, there's been a lot of wear and tear. We're looking forward to the Neighborhood Enhancement Program to be successful in Carthage, as it has been successful in the 14 other neighborhoods that they've been involved in. We will be active participants, not just for 90 days, but we look for a long-term relationship with NEP.
The program focuses on building code enforcement, crime, neighborhood cleanup and beautification, and working on getting residents engaged in their communities. Ohio Governor John Kasich has signed a bill into law that sets up an A through F grading system for Ohio school districts. He says the new system will be a better way to measure success.
It's going to allow the school folks, the school family, to be able to work, I think, better as a team to figure out their strengths and weaknesses so they can work together. And in addition to that, it's going to allow parents to more clearly understand the quality of their school and how their involvement can help to drive up education.
Kasich says he'll be coming out with a comprehensive education plan in the next couple of weeks that will include this new grading process. Ohio Secretary of State John Husted says new business filings in Ohio increased by more than 16% last year.
It's a trend that since 2009 we have seen a steady growth in the number of new businesses, and the foundation of job creation is business formation.
Husted says a total of 88,000 new businesses were registered with his office last year. That's about 6,000 more filings than the previous year. Business filings with the state only showed the intent to open and do not necessarily mean a business ever opened. A new study says expanding Medicaid in Ohio under the Federal Affordable Care Act could net the state $1.4 billion over the next decade. The findings say most of that money would come to Ohio in the early years of the Medicaid expansion. But the study released this week by a nonpartisan health policy organization also notes the savings would dwindle or even out by 2022. That's when Ohio's share of the Medicaid price tag increases. Ohio Governor John Kasich is to decide soon whether to expand Medicaid and its health care services for poor and disabled people. The report says that about 456,000 uninsured Ohioans would gain health care coverage by 2022 if the state expands Medicaid to cover more people just above and below the poverty line. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.